Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological evaluation on Sharon McCabe, MCCABE. Address is 23239 Orange Wood, ORANGEWOOD Road, Corning, California, 96021. Phone 530-514-4593. ID is XXX XXX 5656. Date of birth is 2/16/1948. 74-year-old married woman. Pharmacy, I'm sorry, her insurance is Medicare/Blue Cross. Pharmacy is Old Time Pharmacy, 530-824-0800. It is addressed to César, middle name is Baruja, last name Baquermd, below that family practice, below that Rolling Hills Clinic, 706 Peach Street, Corning, California, 96021-3352, phone is 530-690-2827, fax 978-416-8198. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation for history of persistent metallic taste in the mouth. Dear Caesar and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Sharon McCabe for neurological evaluation. New paragraph, as you already know. She's had a complete ENT evaluation that was unrewarding. New paragraph, she reports that she wakes up with a metallic taste in her mouth in the morning, which is stronger at that time, and then tends to abate with food consumption or the use of lozenges during the day. Some paragraph, it is not impairing, but is noticeable. New paragraph. She has seen the dentist who reviewed her dentition and indicated to her that her amalgam dental fillings are not an etiology of her symptoms. New paragraph. Her medical records copies were provided, which was helpful in review. New paragraph. At this time, she has no other complaints. New paragraph. She and her husband own and work on a ranch. CC's Dr. Jessica Barbare, endocardiologist for yearly exam. She has an ongoing history of incontinence, for which she wears a diaper rather than taking anticholinergic medication. New paragraph, she gives a past medical history of arthritis, heart disease, dyslipidemia. New paragraph, she described no allergies or sensitivities. New paragraph. Systematic review of symptoms. General, sometimes she experiences dizziness and she has a history of sweats. New paragraph. EENT, she wears eyeglasses. Sometimes she experiences itchy eyes. New paragraph. Endocrine, no symptoms reported. Respiratory, no symptoms reported. Cardiovascular, she has a history of hypertension. New paragraph. Gastrointestinal, she reports a history of flatulence. Some change in her bowel movements. New paragraph. Genitourinary, she reports urinary frequency, for which she's had urology evaluation. She has reduced bladder control. New paragraph, hematological, she denied symptoms, no history of anemia, blood disease, phlebitis, difficulty with healing, bleeding, or bruising. New paragraph. Female gynecological, she has a history of hot flashes. She stands 5 feet 2 inches tall, weighs 150 pounds. Menarche occurred at age 14. Her last menstrual period was at age 44. Her last pap and pelvic were in 2012. She's completed mammography. She may have had hysterectomy. She's had two pregnancies with one live birth, one miscarriage. Son was born in 1969 without complication. New paragraph, sexual function. She remains sexually active with a satisfactory sexual life. She has completed hysterectomy. She has no discomfort with intercourse. She reports no risks or infection with transmissible sexual disease. Dermatological, no symptoms reported. Locomotor musculoskeletal. She has knee problems, difficulty walking. Weakness in her muscles and joints. She denied claudication. New paragraph. Mental health. She reports that sometimes she feels depressed. Sometimes she has trouble sleeping. Sometimes stress is a problem for her. Neuropsychiatric. She has not been referred for psychiatric evaluation or care. No history of convulsions. Fainting or paralysis. New paragraph. Personal safety. She does not live alone. She denies having falls. She denies difficulty with vision or hearing. She has not completed an advance directive, did not request additional information to do so. She did not indicate a history of verbally threatening behaviors, physical or sexual abuse. New paragraph, personal and family health history. Her father died at age 49 from heart disease. Her mother died at age 49 with heart disease. She had a 39-year-old sibling who died from heart disease. Her brother, age 64, is in good health. Her husband, age 83, is in good health. Her son, age 53, is in good health. New paragraph. She gave a family history of heart disease in her mother, father, and brother. She did not indicate a family history of asthma, arthritis, hay fever, gout, bleeding tendency, cancer, chemical dependency, convulsions, diabetes, hypertension, tuberculosis, mental illness, or other serious disease. New paragraph, education. She completed high school in 1965, college in 1966. Social history and health habits. She is married. She takes alcohol rarely, a sip once in a while. She does not smoke. She does not use recreational substances. She lives with her husband. There's no dependents at home. New paragraph, occupational concerns. She is retired and reports no concerns. Serious illnesses and injuries. She did not indicate a history of fractures, concussion, loss of consciousness, other serious illnesses. New paragraph, operations and hospitalizations. She has not had a blood transfusion. TKN, completed in 2008, needs to be repaired. Left knee repair, completed 2010. Knee surgery 11-2020, good outcome. New paragraph, neuromusculoskeletal review of symptoms. General, she reports on her difficulty with recurrent sense of metallic taste. Transient dizziness, transient lightheadedness, but no other symptoms. New paragraph. Head, she denied symptoms of neuralgia, headaches, fainting spells or loss of consciousness or similar family history. New paragraph. Neck, she denied neuralgia, myospasm, motor weakness. Sometimes she experienced pain in the neck. But no history of stiffness, swelling. Sometimes she has paresthesias in her left arm. New paragraph, upper back and arms. She denied neuralgia. Sometimes she has some numbness in her left arm. No history of pain, myospasm, stiffness, swelling. Sometimes paresthesias with tingling in the left arm. New paragraph, middle back. No history of symptoms, low back, no symptoms, history of symptoms, shoulders, no history of symptoms, elbows, no history of symptoms, wrists, no history of symptoms. Hips, no history of symptoms, ankles, no history of symptoms, feet. She denies neuralgia but reports bunion foot pain of the left foot almost all the time. Years of duration, bearable most of the time without paresthesias or weakness. New paragraph. Neurological review of symptoms. She did not indicate serious visual difficulty. She did not indicate a sense of difficulty with her sense of smell. New paragraph. She reports metallic taste in her mouth most of the time, worse in the morning, without apparent precipitating or relieving events, subparagraph. She will use lozenges from time to time, which aborts the metallic sense, but then returns after several hours. New paragraph. She denies a history of facial sensations, weakness, trouble with swallowing, deglutition, or problems with hoarseness. New paragraph. She did not indicate a history of motor symptoms. New paragraph. She did not indicate a history of tremor or stiffness. New paragraph. She denied other paresthesias. New paragraph. She denied imbalance or a tendency to fall. New paragraph. She denied serious dyspnea. New paragraph. Neurological examination. Sharon is a well-developed, well-nourished, late middle-aged woman who is alert, oriented, and pleasant, and who appears in no distress. Her immediate recent memories are all preserved, as is her attention and concentration. There is no unusual ideation. New paragraph, cranial nerves 2 through 12 are entirely preserved. New paragraph, her deep tendon reflexes are preserved. Her ambulation is preserved. New paragraph, sensory examination is preserved. New paragraph, cerebellum extrapyramidal demonstrates no inducible rigidity, cogwheeling, tremor, or stiffness. New paragraph, ambulation is fluid, non-ataxic, with negative Romberg. New paragraph, diagnostic impression. Sharon McKay presents with a clinical history of persistent metallic taste in the mouth. New paragraph, clinically and historically, she's not taking any medication in review of all medications associated with symptoms of metallic taste. New paragraph, she has undergone surgery in the knees for which prosthetics might be a possible contributing factor. New paragraph. Review does not indicate a clear history of medical disorders or risks for diseases or conditions that affect the sense of taste. Colon, listed vertically, infections of the oropharynx, inflammation of the oropharynx, normal aging, nerve damage, vitamin mineral deficiencies, metabolic and endocrine disorders, neurological disorders, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, Guillain-Barré, multiple sclerosis, environmental and chemical exposures. There's no history of exposure to tobacco, necessarily other chemicals, but she does work in an industrial environment, which could include organophosphates, methyl acrylate, toxic metals and metalloids. No history of burning mouth syndrome. New paragraph recommendations. In consideration of her presentation, I will obtain certain laboratory testing appropriate to this history. You can list these vertically. Urine, metals, metalloids, dash poisoning. Blood acute poisoning panel. Micronutrients, mineral element panel. Micronutrients, B vitamin panel. Sensory neuropathy, complete antibody panel. New paragraph. I'm scheduling her for reevaluation with the results of this laboratory testing. New paragraph, will send a follow-up report with those results and sign respectfully with my professional signature.